send out a prayer, a cry for help to heaven from here. Just let me send out a resting home into despair for you. Let me send out a prayer for you.
Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Thanks for listening. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker, and just a few moments we'll be introducing our in-studio guest. But as we start off, we invite you to look with us in the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 17, beginning at verse 11. Again, Luke 17, starting at verse 11. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go show yourselves to the priests." So it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God, except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." Lord, we thank you, Father, for the gift, the wonderful gift of your word. Thank you for the opportunity we have being able to listen to you and spend time with you in your word each and every day. And thank you for the gift your word is to us, Lord. Help us to grow with every passing day in our understanding of the need for us to fill our hearts, our minds, our lives with your word, with its wisdom, its counsel, its grace, its encouragement, and its direction, and empower us to be much more faithful hearers and doers of your word. We love you, we bless you, we praise you, we thank you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Let me remind you once again, we do have coming up next week our fall share-a-thon, and if you haven't called in and shared a listener testimony, we're still hoping to hear from you. Please call in and give us a listener testimony at this number, 1-877-327-5647, and share how the Lord has used Urban Family to strengthen you, to build you up, to encourage you, to help you as a disciple and follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you'll call and share that, we would really, really appreciate it. I want to remind you also that we have coming up on Sunday the 23rd, a Festival for Life, which is our pro-life event that we share in different communities. The one on the 23rd will be at Rollins United Methodist Church in Tutwiler, Mississippi at 3:30 in the afternoon. If you can join us, please do come out and be a part of that event. And then we have one on Tuesday, the 25th at 6:30 at the Pursuit Church in Memphis, Tennessee, 751 North Trees Vent in Memphis, Tennessee. Again, for more information, simply call us here at 1-662-844-5036, extension 381, and we'd be glad to give you more information about it. But if you can come out and be with us at either or both of these events, we certainly hope that you'll do just that. We're grateful to have with us, in studio with us today, Brother Bob McHouston. Bob is a Christian biblical counselor. He's a missionary, and he's a bunch of other things. I won't mention all his hats, but it's good to have him with us. Bob, how are you today?
Thank you. Thank you, Mother. I'm wonderful.
That's good.
As long as I'm in Jesus, everything's going to be all right.
Amen.
He's the rock. I'm in the rock, so everything else can fall down around me if he wants to, but I'm in the rock. Can't be shaken.
Amen. Amen. And Bobby, you know, you and I have known each other for a long time. And
we sure have.
Had the privilege of going together on a mission trip to Cuba a long, long time ago.
You said that was 20 years ago?
About 20 years ago. About 20 years ago. And the Lord brought us back in one piece, praise the Lord. But you've been there many more times beyond that.
Yeah,
so how many times have you made it?
I really don't know.
You've lost track.
I have lost track many, many times. God's just given me a heart for Cuba and the Cuban people.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't hardly talk about that without choking at. I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But we've just seen God do a miraculous thing in Cuba with a particular ministry. The name of it was Una Vida, which means one life.
Mm-hmm.
And they were having such an impact in the nation of Cuba that even the vice president of Cuba mentioned their the name of this ministry a few years ago in a meeting with denominational leaders, mm-hmm. and said it was a dangerous thing. I said, because it was causing the students to lose interest in their studies. And what it was, in my opinion, it was causing the students to lose interest in studying the communist philosophy and doctrine that they
which is against teach. The word of God.
Yes, absolutely. And so the government got involved and stopped that ministry. And I won't go into all the details about all the stuff that those two men in Cuba that's heads up that ministry have been for years. And we've got involved with those two guys several years ago and began getting involved in their Christian retreats they held. And
let me jump in real quick,
sure.
Bob. Just a reminder, you wanted to mention to our listeners about something you didn't, you want people to not do.
Yes, thank you. I knew I'd forget it. The things that we'll be sharing here that I've shared already, I want to ask you, please don't post it on social media. For the protection of those people that's involved in this ministry in Cuba, because they've already, they spent the entire year, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago maybe, monitoring their phone calls and their emails and and all this stuff. And so,
because of course Cuba's a communist nation,
totally communist, and people say, well, but things are changing now that that the president has provided the American embassy. Of course, that building has been there all along. People don't know that, but it was called the American Interest Section at the time. But it's anyway, Cuba hasn't given an inch. President Obama has done all the giving, and Cuba is still the same Cuba as it's always been. It's just welcoming more money for tourists. It's one of their biggest industries is a tourist industry. And so it's still, no, it hasn't opened up. It's just easier to go from here now. For the first time, we're able to get a flight from Memphis to Havana. For the first time in, well, since 1967.
But not much has changed in the nation of Cuba, really.
It really hasn't. It really hasn't. And if people don't believe that, they just need to go with me. That's all. Because they're not going to hear that on the news.
I remember when we went, I recall one of the things that really stood out was the fact that the cars looked like they were from the 40s and the 50s, old cars that most people drove. And just a number of things that we take for granted, yet were so different because of the culture. You know,
the latest American vehicle you'll find in Cuba is a 58. That's the latest American vehicle. Now they get newer vehicles from, or the government does.
The government does.
Yeah, the we had about 600 students at a retreat at a church in a city, and the students plus the church was full of people from the local area. Not even have a parking lot.
Okay.
No parking lot. The average person doesn't have a car.
They just typically just walk.
Yes.
Walk.
Or bus or
whatever.
Bicycle.
Yeah. Or bicycle.
Right.
Yeah. Now, one of the people in our chat room said they'd love to go on a mission trip to Cuba. So if they want to go with you, Bob, what would they need to do?
Contact me. Got to get my phone number, my office phone.
If you like.
Is 662-842-5060. 842-5060. An answering machine will probably answer, but if you'll leave your name and number, I'll call you back within an hour after this program is over. I'm headed to my office now when I leave here, and then I've got another meeting at 3 o'clock. So I'll have about an hour at the office to return phone calls.
Okay, okay. Well, what in particular, Bob, there's something you had on your mind, in your heart, you were wanting to encourage our listeners to see if they could be of spiritual and help with.
Absolutely.
As far as,
okay. And I so appreciate you allowing me to have this time. The government canceled stopped. I rather just stopped all the retreats, and the
of the ministry that
of the
you're
ministry
with.
Of these student. It's university students that comes to a Christian retreat, and some of those kids would ride 8, 10, 12 hours. I'm not exaggerating. In the back of what we would call a cattle truck, with steel benches for them to sit on, and they'd ride 8, 10, 12 hours from all over Cuba to come to this retreat. Now, you couldn't get most of our kids to do it on an air-conditioned bus with a movie. That's how hungry these kids are. Well, the government stopped them from using their name. And so this is the first time in, I think it's 5 years, that this retreat has been rescheduled.
Okay.
And so we're, I just heard from them, from the leaders over there Sunday, that they're expecting 400 students, university students, to come to this retreat.
Okay.
And the cost of the retreat is $20 for 3 nights and 3 days at this retreat, including food, lodging, and transportation.
That's quite a price.
$20 for all 3 days, food, lodging, and even hiring these trucks to bring them from one city to Havana. Well, it's not Havana, it's another city. But I talked with through internet, I talked with one of the leaders Sunday. And they're expecting 400 students at $200 a piece. They think they can raise a couple of $1,000 there, which is amazing, which has never been done. And so he asked if we could raise some funds to help pay those students' way. And so I'm here for that reason, to help raise some funds to pay the students' way to that retreat.
And see, Bob, part of what they're dealing with there is, again, like, for example, your average salary in Cuba would be?
A doctor or an engineer makes anywhere from $25 to $28 a month. And the kids.
A doctor?
Yes, a doctor. We stayed in the home of a doctor for a week. And to take a hot shower, his wife heated up water in a bucket. And we got in the shower and used that for a hot shower. That's the hot shower in a doctor's home. That was amazing to me.
Right.
So you know the kids don't have any money. That you'll see a lot of cell phones, but it's because they have relatives in the U.S. that tries to help their family in Cuba. And then we want to take time to revive Bibles to every one of those students and give them. And the Bibles cost, I think it's around $2 and maybe $2.50 per Bible, and that's with an armband that's color-coded, thumb-indexed, and we want to give one of those to every student at that retreat, and that's going to cost about
$1,600.
$1,600.
So the total amount that you're wanting to try to raise is what?
It's $9,600.
$9,600.
And I want to tell you, that's a mountain for me. That's a mountain. But just a little bit of faith will take care of the mountains.
That's right.
And
that's
so we're asking people, would you be willing to pay for one or 100 students to come at $20 each? And every dime given will go to those students. We take no percentage, anything. We're paying our own way to go. We're paying for our housing while we're there. Not one dime of this will go to anywhere except to the students to pay for their retreat,
right?
The cost of their retreat, or for the Bibles.
I tell you what, we're going to jump in here. We'll pick up on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our guest is missionary Bob McHouston. We'll be right back after this break.
We're losing 417 Vietnam veterans every day, and with them goes their memories and unique personal histories. This includes the 7,286 African-American heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice for our country during the Vietnam War. Help us keep their memory alive by collecting their photos and by putting a face to each name inscribed on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. The Education Center at the Wall on our National Mall will display these photos and be a place where their faces and contributions will never be forgotten. It will complete the work of the Memorial Wall and also honor those who sacrificed their lives in Iraq and Afghanistan. Help honor the service of all American veterans and bring their sacrifice to life. Visit vvmf.org to share your photos and your stories. That's vvmf.org.
A message from the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund.
One of my granddaughter's classmates was killed in a car accident. She was only 3 years old, and it was difficult for everyone involved to grasp her being gone. It seemed so senseless on our end, but for those who are believers, we understood that the Lord makes no mistakes. How we were able to get 2- and 3-year-olds to understand what actually happened was difficult at best, but we shared the love that God has for us and prayed for God to do the rest. And I couldn't help but think about how difficult it is for adults to grasp death. So how in the world were we going to get children to accept what God allowed? In your life, understand that God makes no mistakes. He is all-wise, all-knowing, and omnipresent. He not only knows what's taking place, but is able to adjust the now to make the future what it needs to be. Trust God today and sleep peacefully, knowing that He's got it all under control. Accept what God allows. With a heart for the urban family, I'm today's urban woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at urbanfamilytalk.com.
Have you noticed in reading the Old Testament that something happens in the prophets? There's judgment, but there's also redemption. And something special happens in the book of Zephaniah. Yes, there's judgment, but then this inspired prophet shows that God has a captivating joy, delighting in His children, rejoicing in us. If we could just begin to understand His rejoicing over us, just think how much our joy would expand. Think how much our peace would deepen. This is a hallelujah chorus beyond what Handel could have ever written. And this hope is found in a book that dwells on judgment. Here's the verse in 3:17 of Zephaniah. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with His singing. You and I can be glad over that verse. He is giving us praise and honor. I'm longing and yearning for that. How about you? I'm Charles Morris with Haven Today.
You are the God of greater. You are the God of more than enough. You are the God of abundance, my Creator, the all-sufficient one. You are the God of greater, and you are the God of more than enough. You are the God of abundance, my Creator, the all-sufficient one. In you, nothing missing, oh Lord, and nothing lacking. In you, all provision, my Creator, the all-sufficient one.
Anybody believe that? Is that who He is to you? Again, in you nothing missing. Nothing lacking in Him. Father, in you all provision. Come on, let's take it up. That's it. Come on, help us out, Daniel.
You're listening to music from Chad Brawley, the song Greater. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Our in-studio guest during this segment is Bob McHouston. Bob is, again, a biblical counselor and a missionary. And Bob, would you tell our listeners in the last few minutes of our time with you, if they want to contribute to help with, the total amount that you all are needing to raise is $9,600.
Yes.
How can they contribute specifically to help with this work?
If they can just make their check out to Faith Ministries, and in the force line, just put for Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Faith Ministries for Cuba, and send it to, if you don't remember Faith Ministries, you can just say Bob Mack.
Mm-hmm.
1634 North Veterans, 1634 North Veterans, Tupelo, 38804.
Okay.
So, and let me give that phone number again. It's 842-5060.
Area code 662.
662-842-5060. Mm-hmm. And, Krista, I want to thank you that we've already had someone to pay for one student's way at $20. Mm-hmm. And boy, I would, and if you want to go on a mission trip, if you want to go to Cuba,
mm-hmm.
if you'll call my phone number, and an answering machine will probably answer, but I'll be there within the next 30 minutes, and I'll be there for another hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I would answer the phone, and if I'm not there, the answering machine will. You leave your name and phone number, and I will return your call. And I'll answer any questions that you may have. And just let me say this. The listeners don't know me from Adam.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been knowing Tim since he was in high school. Tim mm-hmm. Wyman, he and my daughter went to school together.
Mm-hmm.
So if they have any questions about who I am, Tim knows. He's been knowing me too long.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I just want to ask, I'm doing this for the glory of God,
mm-hmm.
That, again, every penny will go to these students to buy those Bibles, $1,600 to buy Bibles. One Bible costs about $2.50,
mm-hmm.
and a case of 60, they come in cases of 60. So mm-hmm. if you want to buy a case, just multiply 250 times 60. Or if you just want to buy one Bible,
mm-hmm.
We're going to be taking 400 Bibles to give to each one of these students.
Okay. Well, Bob, our time is just about gone. Would you share, again, specifically, how should people pray for you, both in preparation for this mission trip and for the trip itself? What would you like for believers to pray for you about?
Well, I would like for the believers to pray that my heart would be prepared, mm-hmm. And the hearts of those students would be prepared, and God would just increase their hunger and give me strength and wisdom and empower the times that I will be able to preach those students,
mm-hmm.
Along with other ministers that will be preaching and teaching.
Mm-hmm.
So pray for that entire trip, that most, more than anything in the world, that the Holy Spirit would exalt and magnify Jesus, he would empower us, and that God would get glory.
Okay, then. And you use interpreters to interpret as you preach and teach.
Yes, I don't speak Spanish. I took a Spanish class and flunked it, so I don't speak Spanish, but I wish I did.
Well, the Holy Spirit speaks very fluent Spanish, so praise the Lord.
Yes,
so,
he does.
But let me say a word of prayer before you go,
please,
Bob.
Do.
Thank you so much for being with us today. Lord, thank you for Bob. Thank you for the group that will be making this trip. Thank you, Lord, for your hand of grace upon them as they go. Mm-hmm. And, Lord, thank you for the great work you've called them to there in Cuba. Lord, anoint their preparations for this trip. Anoint the trip with a mighty, mighty, mighty anointing. I pray that the Holy Spirit will go mightily before them. And, Lord, I pray that you'll do a mighty and a powerful, miraculous work in the heart and the life of every single student whose lives will be touched and impacted by this time of ministry and this outreach, Lord. Bless and prosper the work of their hands. And I pray that a mighty, mighty, mighty anointing will rest upon every sermon preached, every Bible study led, every event that happens. We thank you. We praise you, Lord, and use Bob more and more for your glory. We thank you. Mm-hmm. We praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for being with us, Bob.
Let me just say this, that every gift will be tax deductible. We're 501c.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Bob, for being with us today. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. That was Bob McHouston, who is a biblical counselor and a missionary. And again, if you want more information, please feel free to call the number Bob shared and get in touch with us. And what we'd like for you to do is please, if you're not in position to give financially, we'd like to invite you simply just to pray for the work, the outreach that Bob is a part of. Because again, remember this, one of the most valuable things you can do, of course, is pray. And so pray for God to bless them as they prepare for the trip. Pray for God to bless and prosper the trip as well. And again, just make it your goal daily to pray again for Bob and the great work they do, not only for this trip, but again, Bob is just outstanding and a powerful missionary that does great work wherever the Lord sends him. So I hope you'll be able to do just that. Joining us now is Dr. Bill Mounts, who is a Greek scholar, a professor, a pastor, and I don't know how many hats he wears, but it's good to have him with us today. Dr. Mounts, thank you for joining us here on the Hour of Intercession.
It's good to be here.
Good to have you. And I'm just now having the privilege of meeting you, but I'm going to ask if you'll take time, Dr. Mounts, now, if you'll introduce yourself to our listeners, tell them a little bit about you and what the Lord has called you to do in your life and ministry.
All right. Well, I was trained as an academic and taught college and graduate school for a while. Left that to pastor. God is a God to be proclaimed, not just described.
Yes, sir.
And I felt the inadequacies of the teaching. So I wanted to do that and did that for a while.
So you taught, one of the first things in ministry you did was teaching on the
Taught at Azusa Pacific University in Southern California. Okay. And then I ran the Greek program at Gordon-Conwell, just north of Boston.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoyed that, and I love Greek, so it's a real natural thing for me.
How many years have you taught Greek?
Oh, my goodness.
A lot of years.
40?
40 years?
Well, I started learning 40. I've been teaching it a little over 30 years. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Lord bless you. I took 2 years of Greek, and I got through it by the grace of God. And so
a lot of people get through by God's grace.
So you taught first, and then you've been a pastor as well.
I went back to moved back to Spokane and started a church with some friends of mine. And that worked. We did that for 6 years. But I felt a very, very strong call in my life from the Lord to do something about the whole issue of Christian education.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of the really good teachers are locked up behind paywalls where most people can't get to them.
Locked up behind?
A paywall. In other words, you know, I mean, the average seminarian leaves $60,000 in debt.
Mm-hmm.
And at most pastor's salary, that means he never gets out of debt. Mm-hmm. And that's why only 1 out of 10 seminary-trained pastors are in the pulpit 10 years after seminary.
Hmm.
It's a real problem. Mm-hmm. And so what I wanted to do was find a way to bring biblical and theological education into the church, where I think it primarily belongs.
Mm-hmm.
So we started, this is what biblicaltraining.org started as.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just—
So it's an online ministry.
It's an online ministry, and we have now we have over 1,000 hours of classes, over 100 different courses,
mm-hmm.
Hand-picked teachers from 16 major seminaries. I just picked the ones that are the very top.
Hmm.
Who have really proven themselves. They know the material well, that are evangelical. And we have three tracks, and one of them is just for lay education in the church. It's called Foundations. And it's basically about not just biblical literacy, but biblical maturity, growing up in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We have a track for training lay leaders in the church, bivocational pastors, because
mm-hmm.
a lot of people feel called to leadership, but they don't know what leadership is.
Mm.
And they don't have the biblical skills or the leadership skills to do it. So trying to meet that need.
Yes.
The bulk of our classes are what we call institute classes, which are the seminary level classes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not accredited, but we're all free.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how it works out. And
well, so in other words, what you're doing is you're providing, in essence, a seminary education online for free.
Yeah.
And that might be why you're not accredited, because...
Well, the whole accreditation world is in a turmoil right now.
Oh, okay.
And there's the hoops you have to jump through to be an accredited school are utterly amazing.
Hmm.
And when you're trying to train people in Africa and India or in urban centers or, you know, wherever,
mm-hmm.
you can't jump through those hoops. They don't work.
Right.
And accreditation was designed to make sure the quality of education was up. And our teachers are so good that I don't even have to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the people using our classes are getting the best teachers there are, or some of the best teachers there are.
Well, you know, Dr. Mount, something that comes to my mind is that it's powerful to see that the Lord will put on your heart to develop such an outreach because, you know, whatever we do in the kingdom of God, we always have to remember, what is the point? What are we pursuing? We're pursuing the building of the kingdom of God. And the Great Commission, of course, is to go and make disciples. And sometimes if we get bogged down in the rules and the regulations that men come up with for different reasons,
mm-hmm.
and not to say that some of them aren't legitimate, but still, again, bottom line, what are we here for? What is our purpose? We're to build the kingdom of God and make disciples, and that's what you're doing.
Yeah. I say either one of the fundamental decisions in life is that you either build your own kingdom or you build God's.
That's
and
right.
y'all have to
that's
make
right.
that decision, because people will ask me, you know, you're obsessed with this. You spend so much time on it. You've in essence, I haven't given up my academic career, but I'm not doing, you know, what I would have been doing if I weren't doing biblical training.
Right.
And I say, well, you're either going to build your kingdom or you're going to build God's kingdom. And biblical training is about building God's kingdom. And God's kingdom requires training. It requires teaching. And so, I mean, I love it when we get the letters from African, Indian, closed Muslim countries and all these different places and where people, you know, will say that, you know, this is the only training I have. And there's other ministries that do it as well, but I'm glad that we get to play a part in it.
Oh, praise God. I'm going to ask Dr. Mouse, would you take a moment just to pray for our listeners to grow in their understanding of the need to both, to really, the need to pray for a ministry like yours, because again, it plays a vital role in the kingdom of God. Obviously, again, money is a barrier for lots of people. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And so the fact that you can provide something, and you know, a scripture that comes to my mind is that says, freely you've received, freely give. And that's what you're doing. So whatever's on your heart to pray for as it relates to our listeners, would you take time to pray?
Sure. Father, we're thankful for visions that you give people, both
thank
AFA
you.
And biblical training and other really great ministries, Third Mill and some of these other ones.
Thank
Father,
you.
I pray that in our desire to shed your gospel and your training around the world, that you would help people understand that even though it's free, it's still
thank
valuable.
You. Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Help us get past that thinking that if it's not accredited or not paid for, it's not valuable.
Yes,
would you help? Jesus. Would you help the people listening understand that
thank you.
Some things are free and are really worth it.
Thank you,
your salvation is free
thank you.
And is worth everything.
Thank you.
The ministries of AFA and biblical training and others are so often free.
Thank you, Lord.
And I pray, Father, too, that that people understand that all these organizations require prayer support and financial support.
Thank you, Lord.
And help people understand that the Bible, that you have taught us through the Bible, that you don't take without giving.
Yes, Lord.
And just a fundamental principle of life.
Thank you, Lord.
So thank you for the chance to share the story of this ministry.
Thank you, Lord.
But I pray, Father, that you will move in the hearts of people listening. That I think of what your Apostle Paul said, that we are to grow in the knowledge of God so that we can live a life worthy. And I pray, Father, that as people listen to classes, again, whether it's BT or something else,
thank you,
that they will understand that the point's not just knowledge, but the point's transformation.
Thank you.
And that through the training and through the reading, whether it be the Bible reading or taking classes,
thank you,
that people will grow up
thank you,
and
Jesus.
Walk in a way that is worthy thank of their calling. Amen.
Amen. And Father, I thank you for Dr. Mounts, and thank you, Lord, for the work you've called him to as he provides just a blessed kingdom education online. Lord, anoint his ministry, and Lord, send along his path many people that will come alongside to help make the ministry happen. And also provide intercessors, people that will really pray for you to bless and cause this ministry just to prosper and expand continually so that more and more people can be reached and touched and empowered by the great work they're doing as they're equipping disciples to in turn become disciple makers. And Lord, help us to know that that's what you've called all of us to do, to be disciples and in turn to faithfully and as a lifestyle make disciples as well. And Lord, thank you for your word and thank you for the precious place and wonderful place your word plays in the life of every one of us. Help us to grow in our understanding of the need for us to all be students of your word, believers that are always listening to you and doing what you say. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
You're listening to The Hour of Intercession. We're grateful to have as our in-studio guest, Dr. Bill Mounts. And we'll be picking up right there on the other side. Thanks for listening to The Hour of Intercession.
G just as David's mighty man Benaiah chased down a lion into a pit on a snowy day. Lion Chasers champions uncommon men and women of faith who are unafraid to stand up and speak truth to power in these dark and evil days. Never before has there been such a need for people of faith to draw a line in the sand with the sword of truth. Lion Chasers, the intersection of faith and public policy with Lonnie Poindexter. Weekday mornings at 10 Central on Urban Family Talk.
Family is an institution set forth by God. One man and one woman for life, with the outflow being children produced by that union. It's obvious to all that there is an attack on the family in our country, and especially on fathers. Whether it's the cycle of sin that persists in our families or the pressure from our government to exclude men from being intimately involved, the strategic battle is on for the souls of men. Join us in the battle to strengthen fatherhood. UrbanFamilyTalk.com.
The notion of wives submitting to their husbands is biblical and controversial. But Dr. Tony Evans says it makes more sense when you understand the kind of submitting that men need to do. He explains as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
1 Corinthians 11, Christ is the head of every man, and the man is the head of a woman, not all women, and God is the head of Christ. The issue is headship. Jesus promised when Adam and Eve fell that the seed of the woman would crush the head of the serpent, crush his headship, crush his rule. Here's where the first problem is. Far too many Christian men don't have Christ over them. They want to demand a submission that they refuse to model. They insist, my wife won't submit to me, but who does she see you submitting to so she can see what submission ought to look like? That's why you're supposed to be the first one in church to find out what Christ expects of you. Because you're submitted to his authority. You need the church to find out what Christ expects of you as a man so that you can submit to that, so that she can model the submission that she's seeing from you. Far too often, the failure of a woman's submission is simply the reflection of what she's seeing. She's seeing no submission, so she's giving no submission. There is no such thing as autonomous authority.
Learn more about the strength, commitment, and sacrifice it takes to lead a family. It's all spelled out in Dr. Evans' bestseller, Kingdom Man. Copies are available at tonyevans.org, along with study guides, leaders' guides, and everything you need to promote God's view of manhood in your home or church. Again, that's tonyevans.org. Then join us next time as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Bring when every day we're deceived. Some prophets have stuff up under their sleeves.
The music of Dion Kipping, the song Prisoner of Christ. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Our in-studio guest during this segment is Dr. Bill Mounts. And Dr. Mounts has been sharing somewhat about basically an online seminary that's free, that he's provided a work that the Lord has called him to. And Dr. Mounts, I'm going to ask if you'll kind of share a little further. If you would take some time to share about maybe the content of maybe one or two of your favorite classes. Of course, maybe that's an unfair question. Maybe they're all your favorite. But maybe one or two that you think would be classes that your average believer could greatly benefit from and really draw a lot from.
Yeah, the challenge in biblical training is that there's so much material there that people get lost. And mm-hmm. We're working on how to help that not happen.
Okay.
There's basically the three tracks, like I said. There's Foundations, which is for lay people. And so if a listener is someone who's gone to church, is a new believer, we have special stuff for new believers. Mm-hmm. But if they're not pastors or not leaders in the church and stuff, there's a whole group of classes that we've got under the title Foundations. Mm-hmm. And this is the first class is Life is a Journey, which I happen to have done, which is really for new believers. But when I first taught it in church, the comment I got afterwards was, when you announced that it was going to be for new believers, we thought, great, we'll be bored for 12 weeks. And then the guy goes, I didn't know half of what you talked about. So it works for new believers, and it works also to kind of fill in the gaps for people who have been in church for quite a while. So Life is a Journey is probably the main class that's on the site.
That would be kind of Bible 101 sort of.
It's Bible, I would say about 79.
Okay.
It's very basic. It doesn't assume that you know anything about it. And so When people say, where do I start? This is where we always start them. It's a discipleship program. I think that elders and deacons should be walking with new believers. And so it was designed with that in mind. How do you mentor a new believer? But there's a whole series of very basic lay-level classes. One of the guys who was instrumental and walked through the Bible basically did a version of it for us.
Really?
It's called Bible Survey. We have a new Old Testament survey. We have the 52 stories. It is a sermon series. We don't put up many sermons, but it's a sermon series I did, and it's 52 stories, the main stories in the Bible. And it provides the structure for the whole Bible. It introduces you to the main characters and to the main themes.
So you preach through that in the course of a year,
Well, yeah, it took me about a year and a half, you know, with Christmas and summer and that kind of stuff off. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot. It's being translated into quite a few languages because we're finding that when you're done listening to it, if you're a pastor or a Bible study person, you've got 52 talks, and so I've released all my notes and all the student notes and PowerPoint and that kind of stuff. But it's a great way to get an overview of the Bible, themes, characters, and stuff like that.
So to go through the 52, now again, the title of it again was?
It's 52, I think we called it 52 Major Stories of the Bible. But it's in the I think it's a third class in the Foundations.
Okay.
So it's a fun way. You can take Old and New Testament Survey, and we've got them on the site, and two extremely well known scholars did them for us.
Okay.
But if you'd rather have it more not so much in a classroom kind of context, but more of a preaching context, that's what the 52 stories is about.
Okay.
I need to tell you, too, there's a great class there by Howard Marshall called A Guide to Christian Beliefs or Christian Theology. He was actually my doctoral supervisor.
Really?
And for my PhD work, and one of the top scholars in the entire world. And he wrote this book when he was 27 as a way to kind of pull his ideas together. And back when books used to go out of print, this book went out of print. So I said, can I have it? He said, sure. And so we took it, and then we had a radio person actually read it for us to get the audio and stuff. But in terms of what do we believe as Christians, if I could get everyone to read that book, we would be so far ahead of the game. Because
what is the title of the book again?
It's called A Guide to Christian Beliefs.
A guide to Christian beliefs.
Yeah, it's fun. We changed the name a couple of times. That's why I'm sitting here. Yeah, it's A Guide to Christian Beliefs, and it's the you can actually, we did the book, selling it through Amazon as well, if people would rather read it than listen to it. But mm-hmm. it's 120 pages, and it is the most basic, down-to-earth description of what we believe and why it's important. And it doesn't get into denominational issues or really theological issues. He's very careful on the, you know, about end times or some of these different issues. Mm-hmm. He's very, very careful about just saying this is the broadly evangelical position. Mm-hmm. And so I just love the class. It's a great class. Mm-hmm. And there's also a class there. This is all in the Foundations curriculum. There's one for worship. Mm-hmm. You know, on Sunday morning, we spend half our time worshiping, but do we know what we're doing?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the question. Is it a performance? Am I supposed to respond? And Gary Parrott, the professor who did the class for us, said worship is a cycle of revelation and response. So if there's not a revelation, a clear revelation of the Word of God, it's not worship. Mm-hmm. If there's not response, there's not worship. So sometimes I'll visit a church and I'll see a worship team and they're singing away and no one's singing. And I want to ask them, do you know that this is not worship? Because if the people aren't responding, it's not worship.
You might make them mad if you tell them that.
Well, well, maybe they need to be made mad. It's not a performance. But mm-hmm. the class on worship is a fabulous class. And he also did a full seminary level class for us. So if on these shorter classes and foundations, if you want a lot more detail, then you pop up to the Institute and you can get 20 hours on worship if you want.
Okay.
But I think we'd be really ahead of the game again if all worship teams listen to the class. So it's biblicaltraining.org. And when you go there, there's three pictures on the front. And the one on the left just said foundations. And that's where all the lay level stuff is.
Okay. Well, Dr. Mounts, we don't have but just a few minutes left, but I'm going to ask if I want to share a couple of thoughts, and I'm going to ask you just to respond, if you would. You know, one of the things, and I would say this from the standpoint of as a pastor myself, one of the things I've seen over the years is that, tragically, for many believers and often in many churches do not teach the building blocks of discipleship and the specifics of just like courses that you have are shared to help people to grow in their knowledge of the Word of God. Yet a great word that I like the word, a phrase John Wesley used, means of grace, which was kind of his word of spiritual habits, basically.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be so foundational to everything in the kingdom of God, teaching believers the importance of establishing spiritual habits, reading the Word every day, praying every day, worshiping every day. And it seems that if a church doesn't teach those, sometimes so much else would be lost. Would you share from your perspective as a pastor and as a Greek scholar as well, why it's so important to teach believers spiritual habits?
Because we don't do it. Yeah, I mean, when we did the Life is a Journey class, it is all about spiritual habits.
Mm-hmm.
There's a notebook you can download.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, it says there's something to do every day. Mm-hmm. And maybe today is the day to focus on prayer. Maybe you're going to memorize a verse. We all have habits of the heart, and we get into these cycles, and those cycles need to be there because otherwise we'll never grow up in Christ.
Mm-hmm. And that's what helps you mature.
It's what helps you mature. You know, I love the passage in Matthew 7 where Jesus talks about the gate and the path.
Mm-hmm.
And historically in this country, there's been so much emphasis on getting through the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good. I mean, I'm glad for Billy Graham. I'm glad for
getting
the revivals, getting saved.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a path.
Mm-hmm.
And Wesley understood the path.
Mm-hmm.
And if you follow the imagery out, life is not on the other side of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Life's at the end of the path.
That's right. That's right.
And that means something.
Mm-hmm.
The other way to say it is, and you referred to the Great Commission earlier, the Great Commission is twofold. It's baptizing people, so that's evangelism, but it's also teaching them, so mm-hmm. that's the discipleship side. So the Great Commission is to do both. If a church is a Great Commission church, it's not just an evangelistic church. It has to be a discipling church.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing in the Great Commission is that it's teach people to obey.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't teach anyone to obey. I can teach them facts. I can talk about what it would look like.
Mm-hmm.
I can't teach anyone to obey in a lecture setting. That's done by mentoring. That's mm-hmm. done by relationship. That's done in community. Mm-hmm. And what I want to see churches doing is accepting the responsibility of teaching all that Jesus taught. Mm-hmm. And that teaching people to obey all that Jesus taught. And that means that they have to be in community, in relationship, learning information, learning knowledge, and then letting that knowledge by the power of the Spirit start to transform their lives. Mm-hmm. That's what needs to happen. And so biblical training is, we can't provide the community. We can encourage people towards community, but we can help with the first part. It's the church's responsibility to do the second.
Mm-hmm. You know, recently I'm just... Something the Lord's impressed on my heart is just the fact that, of course, the Holy Spirit's the engine behind everything. He's what makes it happen. And the Holy Spirit, amongst other things, is a fire. And part of our responsibility is to be torches. And we just set fires wherever we go. Mm-hmm. But part of that really has to do with, just as you're doing, encouraging people to become students of the Word of God, yeah. encouraging them to be people of prayer as well, encouraging them to live what you learn, you know, as well, too. Just in our last couple minutes, any last words of encouragement you'd like to share with our listeners about the mission of what you're doing online?
Well, I love the imagery that Jesus used of salt and light. And he doesn't say you should be. Mm-hmm. He doesn't say your pastors are mm-hmm. the salt and light. He says you are the salt and
you
light.
You are.
And you're insignificant people in an insignificant country, mm-hmm. and you're being told you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. You are what's mm-hmm. rubbed into the moral morass of this world, the slow decay. Mm-hmm. You're what brings light into people who are living in darkness. Mm-hmm. And that's really powerful. Mm-hmm. And that means all of us need to be about the business of being who God has called us to be. Mm. And you can't be like Jesus unless you know what Jesus was like.
Amen.
I just never cease to be amazed at how people say, I just want to be like Jesus, but they don't crack their Bible open. Mm. So you can't be like Jesus unless you know what he was like. And Amen. So you got to study.
Amen. Amen. Would you just say one more brief word of prayer before we end our time today?
Yeah, thank you, Father, so much for this opportunity.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
I thank you again for the ministry of AFA.
Thank
and
you,
I pray that
Jesus.
People will make use of biblicaltraining.org and that Jesus. It will be a source of encouragement
thank
and training for people individually and in their churches as well.
Thank you, Lord.
In your name, amen.
And Father, thank you for Dr. Mounts, and thank you for the work you've called him to. And Lord, thank you for the fact that you've placed on his heart just the desire to give, to bless people with the means to grow up in their faith, to become mature, to become vibrant servants who in turn are helping others to come to know Christ and to grow up in their faith as well. Lord, more and more help us to grow in our love for your word and our commitment to live your word and thus be faithful disciples every single day. Lord, bless this wonderful and powerful ministry you've called Dr. Mounts to. And Lord, again, we're just believing you, Lord, to grow, to bless and prosper the ministry, and raise up more believers that see the need to do the same kind of thing, to use whatever means you give to us, whether it be the internet or whether other means you place in our hands, the means of helping others to become saved and to grow up and become disciples themselves. Thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Mounts, for being with us today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you for being a part of our listening family. We appreciate you tuning in. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk. Urban Family Talk.